I can't help you, Talia. I ain't got no money for bail.
Bail? I'm better off in here than on the street. At least if I'm in here, Leroy and Connie can't have me killed.
Connie's your brother.
That don't matter. He tried to kill me before.
Man, that's one serious dysfunctional family.
Behind. Episode 11, Forever.
I had no idea you were all living in a mansion. Tell me, which way is the Batcave, huh?
Can I get you something to drink?
Well, what's the matter? Alfred got the day off?
Hee-hee.
Do you have any coffee?
I can in a minute.
That'd be great. I was up pretty late in the books.
Gee, that reminds me. So sad school isn't up and running yet.
Oh, the hunger I have for this studying is a world away from when I was in school.
How's all that going?
Oh, good, Judd. In fact, I got a bunch of stuff I'd like to talk to you guys about.
Like what?
Yeah, what kinds of stuff are you talking about?
Well, oh man, it's all kinds of stuff. Prophecies, stuff about the Antichrist, you know, things like that.
Well, we're all here.
Yeah, but first I want to hear about what you guys have been doing. On the phone, Vicky said you've been pretty busy.
Well, you know that Leroy, Talia, and her brother Connie got busted, right?
Yeah, but I didn't give them any details.
I didn't know Talia got busted.
Yeah, they nabbed her in my house. And check this out. Huh? Her one phone call, she called me.
She sounded freaked.
Why'd she call you?
I can't help you, Talia.
They got people outside who'll be happy to kill me. If I leave here, I am dead. I'd be better off killing myself right now.
Man, why you gotta talk like that?
Man, I need help, and I ain't ready to die.
Well, hey, can you have visitors?
They say I can't. You gonna come by?
I'll try. You mind if I bring a friend?
If he can help me, bring anybody you want.
Good. Cool. We'll come as soon as we can.
Lionel, I gotta ask you something.
What's that?
Did you guys help the police set up the sting because I told you about the insurance money thing?
What do you think?
Uh-huh.
So, you want me to go with you?
I was hoping.
No problem, Lionel. I'd be happy to.
Well, you'd be helping Talia out.
I'll be helping you help Talia, actually.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. How about you, Judd? What happened with you and Vicky? She said you guys had a good talk with a couple of cops.
Here's your coffee, Bruce.
Thanks.
You need anything for it?
No, this is fine, thanks.
I don't know how much Vic told you, but yeah, we had a good talk.
Good.
Yeah, one of the guys...
Eddie, they call him.
Yeah, Eddie. He seemed interested in hearing about what we believe.
Well, that's a good start.
Yeah, the other guys weren't too sure, you know? Mm-hmm. They were cracking jokes about God and their relatives that disappeared.
Mm-hmm. Eddie was totally talking like he believed it was God that took him to heaven.
Was that other cop you told me about there?
Fogarty?
Yeah, Fogarty was there. He's not so keen on the God theory.
How come?
He didn't say.
Funny thing, though. Before we left, Eddie said we should talk to Fogarty's wife.
Yeah, it was weird. Said she'd be interested in meeting us.
Even if her husband wasn't open?
I guess, yeah.
Interesting. You should give her a call. Invite her over.
Good idea.
Well?
What, right now?
Why not? You have the number?
Well, yeah.
So, why wait?
Okay, yeah. I will.
Good.
I'll go call her right now.
So, Ryan, anything exciting going on in your camp?
I read my Bible for the first time.
What'd you read about?
Moses and the slaves in Egypt.
Excellent. Hey, that reminds me, you got a VCR, Judd?
In the family room.
Good. When Vicky comes back, I want to show you all a videotape.
I'm back.
That didn't take long.
Wasn't anyone home?
I talked to her. Something tells me she's expecting us to call. She already knew who I was.
Is she coming over?
Yeah, and guess what? Tom's coming with her.
That's cool.
This could be a great opportunity for you to share the gospel with him.
Oh, either way, she sounded really nice.
Good. Okay, let's go check out this video.
You You said you made this video, Pastor Barnes?
Yeah, it's stuff I taped off TV and edited together. I think you've seen some of it. I just want to point out a couple of things.
Man in this country. Now, like anyone from
Hey,
Europe,
it's our old pal Nick Carpathia.
In Europe, I am amazed at your technology and the speed of information. Let's clear up the question of your origin, if we may. Aren't your roots actually in Western Europe? Though born in Romania, your heritage is Italian, is it not?
I commend your research.
Remember what I told you about the Antichrist, that he would have Roman blood?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, keep watching. Nelson, I gotta fast forward some here.
Well, it is amazing.
I think this is it right here.
I am on a crusade to see the world come together. I do not seek a position of power or authority. I simply ask to be heard.
What's so wrong with that?
I hope that message comes through in every interview or press conference.
How do you respond to those who say you skirted protocol and that your elevation to the presidency in Romania came by strong-arm tactics?
I would say that is the perfect way to attack a pacifist.
You hinted this morning that you have a specific plan for the United Nations.
I do.
Especially at this critical season of history.
I am a proponent of disarmament. That is no secret.
Any questions?
So he's talking about getting rid of all the nuclear weapons?
He's talking about getting rid of all weapons.
The United Nations can be what it was meant to be.
Oh, there's a catch.
We can truly become a global community.
Can you
remember that term, global community?
That is always dangerous, but I will try. As you know, the Security Council of the United Nations has 5 permanent members. The United States, the Russian Federation, Britain, France, and China. I propose choosing another 5, one from each of the 5 different regions of the world, giving you, of course, 10 permanent members of the Security Council.
A 10-nation confederacy.
The rest of my plan is revolutionary.
Ring any bells?
Currently,
familiar.
The 5 permanent members have veto power. Votes on procedure and substance require a majority, including all 5 permanent members. I propose a tougher system. I propose unanimity.
I beg your pardon?
Select carefully the representative 10 permanent members. They must get input and support from all the countries in their respective regions.
It sounds like a political nightmare.
But it would work, and here is why. A nightmare happened to us last week. The time is right for the people of the world to rise up and insist that their governments disarm and destroy all but 10% of their weapons. That 10% would be, in effect, given to the United Nations so it could return to its rightful place as a global peacekeeping body with the authority and the power and the equipment to do the job of peace.
Reactions?
There's all kinds of stuff in Revelation about 10 kings. You think Carpathia's idea of 10 rulers matches up with that?
What do you think?
Kind of hard to argue with.
Sort of spooky.
Well, if this man is the Antichrist, he'll be charming, attractive, and a great deceiver. We must be, as the Bible says, wise as serpents and gentle as doves as we study this.
But this guy is just the president of some tiny country on the other side of the world. Who cares?
I take it you haven't seen the news yet today.
No.
Nikolai Carpathia was installed as the Secretary General of the United Nations last night.
So what's that mean to us?
What that means is that if this plan of his comes together, he'll have every weapon on the planet at his disposal. This dude is going to have one serious gun closet. We better hope he really is a pacifist.
Talia's mother disappeared at the rapture. She's the one who taught her that when Jesus raptured the church, the Holy Spirit was taken away.
That's why she thinks she can't be saved, huh?
Right.
I think we should be able to take care of that.
Hope so.
Can I help you?
I'm here to see Talia Gray.
She's not up for bail yet, son. How old are you, kid?
What's that got to do with anything? He's related to her former fiancé.
The one she's accused of murdering?
She hasn't been accused of murder.
You his lawyer or what?
I'm not a lawyer. I'm clergy.
Right. Gotcha, Your Holiness. Didn't recognize you without your collar. Davis! Keep my chair warm. I gotta show the Pope to interrogation.
I'm not a priest. You don't have to go
step through
this.
The door there, Father.
Forget it, Bruce. It ain't worth it.
Just wait in here, Father. She'll be along soon.
Thanks. I guess.
That's weird.
What is?
Dude was marking a religious guy.
Yeah, either that or he actually thought I was Catholic. I'm afraid to ask.
Don't you be looking at me like that.
That's her.
You'd best watch her manners, sister. This may be the last company you ever have.
You don't gotta be telling me what to do when you can mind your own business.
Hey.
You may leave us alone now.
Are you gonna play nice?
Why don't you go wipe that powdered sugar off your shirt? Must have fallen off a donut.
It's all yours, Father. I'll be right outside if you need me.
Yeah.
Lionel, man, am I glad to see you. I didn't have no one else to call. Who's this guy?
My name's Bruce Barnes. I'm Lionel's pastor.
I thought you might want to talk to him. You said you had questions about heaven.
No, I told you I don't have any questions about heaven. Only thing I want to know is, are you going to find me a lawyer?
I'll do what I can about that. But mostly I'm here to answer any questions you might have.
What makes you think I got questions?
You told me you thought your mother was in heaven, but you didn't have hope no more.
My mama always told me after the church got taken, the Holy Ghost would be gone. No Holy Ghost, no salvation.
Listen, I got a New Testament right here. Can I show you something?
I told you I'm not interested.
Okay. I'll just tell the guard we're done, and we'll be going.
Hang on. What's your hurry?
Just let Bruce lay a few things out for you. What else he got to do?
Yeah, whatever.
Good. In the Bible, it says that after the rapture, God would raise up thousands of witnesses who would evangelize the world.
Yeah, so?
Well, let me ask you. What's the point of raising up the evangelists if no one can be saved?
You mean, huh? How do people get saved if there ain't no Holy Ghost?
I'm not sure I believe the Holy Spirit is gone, but even if he is, apparently God finds another way to reach people. Otherwise, those 144,000 witnesses are out of business.
I suppose.
I'll tell you what. I have an idea here. You know Lionel better than you know me. Why don't I wait outside while you talk to him about this?
Wait a second. Are you taking off?
No. I just figured Talia might be more comfortable talking to you. I'll be right outside. Is that okay with you, Talia?
Sure. I suppose.
Good.
Judd!
What?
Are you getting hungry?
Yeah, why?
Well, Tom and his wife are gonna be here any time now. Should we figure out dinner for them?
I don't know. We got TV dinners. Didn't we pick up some fish sticks, too?
You want to feed them fish sticks.
Good point. Maybe we should order out.
I say pizza.
I say that's tacky.
Excuse me? Pizza tacky?
Oops. Or we can just ask them what they want.
Whoa. Oh. Check out Tom's wife.
Oh, she's really pretty.
Yeah.
Jod, the vacuum!
Oh, man. Ryan, unplug me.
I got it.
And into the closet we go. Ha-ha! All set.
You guys are good.
Yeah, well, we're just old pros when it comes to entertaining.
Why am I so nervous?
I'm guessing something really bad happened to you when you were little.
Wait. Hang on. I'm gonna laugh.
I get it. Hi there. Come on in.
Hello. Well, you must be Vicky.
Yeah. It's a very nice name. Victoria, right?
Yeah.
Hi, Vicky. This is my wife, Josie.
Why don't you introduce me to your friends?
Sure, come on in.
Let me guess. You're Judd.
Yeah, that's right.
You're the big brains of the group.
Yeah, that's why I get the really big salary.
Oh, yeah, that's Judd.
Better watch out, Judd. There are skeptics under your own roof.
I'm getting used to it.
And this is Ryan.
Hello, Ryan. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Well, Tom said there were four musketeers. Who's missing?
Yeah, where's Lionel?
He went with our pastor to see Talia Gray.
Talia Gray? Why would he want to see her?
Well,
They wanted to,
She's,
talk to her.
So Pastor Barnes went with
her.
Yeah,
I got it.
So, I have a confession to make.
Oh? What's that?
Well, we didn't really ever kind of plan anything for dinner. Did you guys eat yet?
No, but that's all right.
Oh, no, it isn't. We're starving, and we want to eat. Got anything good in this place?
We were thinking we could order out.
Not while I still live and cook. You gotta have something decent here to eat. Well, where's your freezer?
Which one?
Aha! Well, I don't mean the one crammed full of ice cream sandwiches.
There's a big freezer in the utility room.
A utility room? Imagine that. A house this tiny with a utility room. Judd, take me to your utility room freezer.
Yes, ma'am.
So there you go. You've met Josie.
She's great.
Yeah, too bad she's so shy.
And in Ephesians chapter 2, I think, it says it's grace that saves us because we believe, not because of anything we do. It's God's gift, so we can't take no credit for it. You dig?
Yeah, I dig.
I don't know what's gonna happen here, Talia. But if you get busted along with Leroy and your brother, you could be in here for a long time.
So?
Come on, girl. Don't you think you ought to get right with God before you go to trial or jail?
Yeah, well, I asked you to come down here, didn't I? I'll think about it.
What's to think about? You grew up knowing this stuff already. You had your whole life to think about it.
Listen, I want to do this, but I ain't got to be pushed into it. I got to do this on my own.
Okay, fine. Do it.
Well, wait a minute. Who do you think you're talking to? You just a kid.
I'm just being straight with you, Talia, because that's how you talk to people. I wish someone had talked to me this way before it was too late.
Time's up.
No, it ain't. Not yet. It can't be. I'm about to get saved, and I need you to send that preacher man in here.
You're what?
Could we just have one more minute?
Fine. The padre can come in. But you, kid, you gotta wait outside here.
Okay, that's cool.
Lionel?
Yeah?
Thanks, man.
Do the right thing, Talia.
Everything okay here, Chief?
Bases are loaded? You're up.
Let's go for the dishes. I don't see anything else. Good.
That was the best meal I've had in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Ryan. What kind of competition have I had?
Well, true, but still, I mean...
What? You didn't like my tacos?
Oops.
I'm sure they were great tacos.
I knew I should have kept my mouth shut.
They were great tacos. But that casserole was way better.
Yeah, I think you could leave the recipe for us, Mrs. Fogarty.
As long as you start calling me Josie.
Deal. Hey, Vic, what's a recipe?
Something you're going to become real familiar with, pal.
Oh, should have kept my mouth shut. Again.
Hey, speaking of which, anyone feel like talking? I feel like talking.
Easy, Josie. We'll get there.
I'm just saying... Eddie thought he would enjoy talking to these guys, that's all.
How about we all move into the family room?
So, you think these disappearances were something God did, huh?
Whoa, let's jump right in.
Yeah, that's exactly what we think.
All of us either had friends or family that told us about God taking his church.
And it happened just like they said. But where are the children? The babies, the unborn?
Well, I don't totally understand that one either. Our pastor said something about something called the age of accountability or something.
He said God holds people accountable for what they know about him only if they're old enough to understand.
Did you know I lost two boys?
No, Tom didn't tell us that.
Well, they were from my first marriage, Ben and Brad. They lived in Missouri with their father.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's weird. Steve left me because... I was into weird religious stuff, you know, looking for the answers in the stars and horoscopes and stuff. Turns out in the end that God ends up with custody of the kids.
Is that what you believe?
Well, I'd rather believe that than that some UFO carried them off.
Well, I take it that's why you want to know if these people are in heaven, because of your sons.
I'd rather die than think my boys are scared or suffering or that they've been killed. Actually... I'd like someone to tell me they're okay.
Nobody's gonna be able to do that. Everything anyone tells you is just gonna be their opinion, nothing more.
Did they disappear right out of their pajamas in the middle of the night?
Well, yes.
And I'd say they're in heaven. You don't have to believe that, but it's the only explanation that makes sense to me.
Well, that's something, I guess.
What's up, gentlemen?
Yeah, we're here to transfer a few of your guests to the 26th lockup.
You got some paperwork for me?
Right here.
Right. Davis, bring up Gray, Cornelius, and Banks, Leroy. Their ride is here.
Well, she prayed the prayer, as they say. And she said the right words. And...
But?
Well, I don't know.
What's the not know?
Her motives, her sincerity. She might be scared of going to hell, but I think she's more scared of her brother and Leroy. I'm just afraid that the reason she wanted to pray with me and not you is because she wanted me to find her a lawyer.
Well, are you gonna?
I'll make a few calls. I just hope that what you told her tonight sticks in her mind, especially if she ends up in prison.
I'm just glad we had a chance to talk
Hang
to
on him. There.
Well, what's up, officer?
You two are going to have to wait. We're transferring a couple of prisoners through here.
Yeah, all right.
Is there anything else we can do for her?
Well, we can always pray. If she was sincere about her faith, I'd like to see her get into a Bible study, get a chaplain to counsel her, maybe get her into a church while she's in prison. She could be there
Come on,
a while.
You two. We haven't got all night.
Man, we coming.
Bruce, that's Leroy and Talia's brother.
That's them? Maybe we should get back inside.
Looky here, Connie, if it ain't the little time that got us busted.
Come on, Banks, keep moving.
Yeah, you come here to watch.
Or you come to see my sister.
Yeah, she's a little old for you, ain't she?
Get moving.
Let's get back inside, Lionel.
Get off of me.
Come on, you two.
Get off of me!
Get back!
Get down, both of you.
Get his gun!
Get
down!
Now, get away from
me! Get off of me, pig!
Get off of me!
Get off of me!
Get off now!
You are a dead man!
Now it looks to me like this cop is a dead man, and so are you! That's two now! Now where's that kid at?
Drop the gun!
Kill him!
Drop it or I'll drop you!
Now you
right
don't scare
now.
Me, pig! Hey, kid! I killed three cops here! Now I'm gonna kill you!
Don't move!
He's coming this way!
Stay down!
Yeah, I know you behind that car. You better say your prayers, boy. Gotcha.
I always believed that if I died, I'd come back as something else anyway. A tree, a dog, or something. I hadn't been to church since I was a little girl. But I seem to remember something about a God that loved me.
How come you never went to church?
Well, sweetie, I believed what everyone was saying, that it was full of hypocrites and God was in all of us if we could find him.
Never heard nothing like that before.
I heard it for years, but it always seemed the closer I got to finding the God within me, the farther I felt from a real God, if there was one.
So why did Eddie think you'd want to talk to us?
A little while back, some friends of mine invited me to a Bible study. I figured, why not? Just a place to read the Bible and talk about it.
What have you learned so far?
I think I know the basics. But I'm having a hard time accepting the fact that there's nothing I can do to make this happen.
Make what happen? What is it you want, hon? You want to make sure there's pie in the sky by and by for you? Or you just want to cover the bases so you'll see your boys again in case they're in heaven?
I want to be sure, for once in my life. And I want to know God. I have no idea where my boys are, but I have this feeling that if I can know God, I can know that too.
I just don't want this to be one more short-lived kick you get on.
Oh, not this time. Tom, I'm desperate for God's love, and I won't stop searching till I find him.
Hang on a sec.
Need a phone?
Yeah, please.
It's right over there.
Thanks.
I hope nothing's the matter.
Me too. This is great.
We don't have people over too often.
I guess that when I saw the frozen pizzas in the freezer.
I hope we were able to be of some help, Josie.
You have been.
Gotta go. Hun, you want to stay? I can pick you up later.
I think I'd like to.
What's going on?
There was a shooting at the station. Eddie and Davis were moving Banks and Gray to the lockup when they tried to bust loose. A couple of officers are down, including Eddie. He's in pretty bad shape.
Not Eddie.
Unfortunately, that's not all. It appears your buddy Lionel was right in the middle of all of it.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for more information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.